Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ein Hayav, Magen Rav Zatzal. Advarim niflaim biyoser, mamish meirei einayim u'mesamchei lev, Baruch Hashem. And we are on page 138 in the second volume of Masechet Shabbos. V'halom eidabarechav min ha'amgush chayiv misa. Rashi says, what's an amgush? If somebody learns something from an amgush, min hamamshicho l'avodah zarah. A heretic who draws him to avodah zarah, Christian, a missionary, some type of Buddhist, some type of guy who draws him to avodah zarah, afilu dvar Torah asur lomud, meaning I'm going to learn Torah from him. But lomay davarecha min ha'amgush, person's chayiv misa. אומר מורינו מרן הרב זצ"ל, הנפש האנושית, כשהיא משתקעת בכל מעמקיה, בהגיונותיה, בהרגשותיה, the human soul, when it immerses itself in all of its depth, its thoughts, its feelings, v'chafza, and its desires, u'bidimyonoteha, and all of its imaginations, u'v'chol magamata, and all of its focuses, b'imke ha-gasut ha-behemit. In other words, when a person is completely and totally immersed, all of his depths, and all of his thoughts, and all of his feelings, and all the desires, and all the imaginations, and all the focus, b'imke ha-gasut ha-behemit, in the depths of crude animalism, soleleti la'atzma dalkei choshech rabim ve'amukim me'od, it paves for itself pathways of darkness that are many and very deep. Hamagama klalit shel orchot ha'choshech hi la'vi et ha'shalom ha'mevukash b'tchunat ha'adam. The general focus of the pathways of darkness are to bring the desired peace to the nature of man. Bein nitiotav haraot vashvelot, ubein nitiotav hatovot veharamot. In other words, what darkness wants to do is make peace in man's nature. Man's nature is comprised of good and evil. How does it make peace with good and evil? By killing the good and having it thereby subordinate and nullified to the evil. Aideh hamatat eila ha'achronot. By killing the latter, meaning the netiyotav ha'tovot ha'ramot, the good part of man, and being mashlit, the evil part of man. B'chol miluam be'adam, in man, u'mimeno b'olam b'chlal, in the world in general. In other words, we have a human being who could be completely immersed in his animalism, in his materialism, in his crass desires and crude desires, and then he's on this path of darkness. This path of darkness is designed, is focused on making peace between the good in man and the evil in man. How does it make such a peace? By killing the good and thereby making the evil dominant. Ha'amgushiyut konenet al ze et diracheha vehadrachim mesubachim ad meod. Lefamim yu kli chefetz la'amagama ha'klalit gam hatzaot ha'tovot. ולימודים שמצד עצמם היו יכולים להיות טובים. אבל התכונה המגושית היא טובעת עליהם את חותמה הארסי. When we talk about המגושיות, this, what we just described, is המגושיות. These המגושים are people who are focused on making darkness the dominant feature in their personality. What's the darkness? Pure, raw, physical, animalistic desires, lusts. That's what the Amgushis do. And its ways are very complex. Sometimes this Amgushi is speaking a good language, is speaking a language of morals, ideologies, ethics, values, things that independently could be good. The problem is that he's an Amgushi. And this Amgushi guy is going to make it evil. He is going to imprint Tovat Aleihem with a tet, Milashon, to imprint on it, to instill in it. Lahatbia means like to drown, Tovat is to drown. So it immerses, inculcates its poisonous stamp, its toxicity, the toxicity of Amgushiyut. In other words, he's learning differently than Rashi. Rashi learns it's a min hamamshicho l'avodah zarah. And the Rav says that this Amgush, I don't know where he gets this from, but I'm sure he has a source, is a person who is filled with darkness. He wants to, his whole being is immersed in physicality, in materialism. And therefore, even if he has a good idea, it still has the stamp of his amgushiut on it, the stamp of his poison. Shekol ma shenichnas b'gvula yihye lehoil leharbot hachoshech. Anything that goes into its border is going to be effective to increase darkness. V'hashlatat hanetiyot hashfelot shel tzad hachaya shebenefesh shebadam haprati v'haklali. And not only to increase darkness, but to be mashlit, to make rule the lower desires, the animalistic desires of individual and general man. B'chol melo avon uzan, excuse me, v'nitzachon chutzpatan, with all of their great power and the victory of their chutzpah. In other words, this Amgush wants to make the Tzad HaChaya in its individual man and general man the dominant force, and thereby vanquish any good. So any good that's spoken about is swallowed up by the evil. Limudim hayotzim mimakom mushchat zeh, lessons that come out from such a corrupt source, heim me'alsim b'shi'uram hayoter katan. They inject their poison, even in the smallest amounts. Misabevim tchuna shel netiyat hitorehut hatzad hara shebe'adam b'tzura chazaka mitbatzeret ve'osa perot v'sholachat anafim lehagdil surei hagefen nochri'a migefen stom v'shadmot amora. They bring to an arousal of the evil side of man in such a strong way that it makes fruits and it sends out branches. Many references a pasuk in Yirmi and a pasuk in the Chumash of Surei Gefen HaNochriya, this foreign vine, and the vine of Stom and Amora. So in other words, this evil spreads, this poison spreads, it expands. So, ad she'alomei davar echad me'amgushi, one thing you learn from the amgushi, kvar matz'id nafsho hala me'aruchot ha'chaim. So the Rav is medayek, says even if you learn just one thing, the problem with this one thing, it has such potency, it has such power, that it poisons everything. So a person goes to this amgushi, and he even learns one thing from him, so it completely poisons him, it spreads out to everything in the mela. He's chayiv misa, because this idea of the amgushi spreads in a person and is very, very destructive. So stay away from those amgushis. That's number one. V'hayodea לחשב תקופות ומזלות ואינו חושב, אסור לספר ממנו. If somebody is knows how to figure out Kufus and Mazalos, he knows astronomy, and he doesn't use this knowledge. He knows the knowledge. He has astronomical knowledge, but he doesn't use it. You're not allowed to talk about him. In other words, it's a terrible thing not to be Mechashev Kufus and Mazalos. So don't even speak to such a person. Stay away from the Amgushi and stay away from the Odea Lechashev Tkufos and Mazalos, who doesn't Mechashev them. Omer HaRav, HaTshuka Ruchanit Ve'ateret HaNashama Enoshit Ve'ateret Tefarta Ve'hod HaDat Ve'akara Shlema כי מטבעת באדם את החותם של צלם אלוקים, ונותנת לרוח האדם את צביונו. The spiritual desire to crown the human soul with glory, with the crown of glory, with the splendor of knowledge and complete recognition, imprints upon a person the stamp of the image of God, and gives the spirit of man its form, its shape, עד אשר הדיבור, to the point that speech, אשר יתפרץ מזרם הרוח, that breaks out from the flow of the spirit, יישא בתוכו תמיד ניצוצי אורה, will carry within it always sparks of light, והערות נפשיות מופיעות זיו, and spiritual enlightenment appear with a shine. In other words, a person has a tshuka, a desire to crown the neshama with das, with recognition. So this imprints a stamp of tzelem elokim on a person. This shapes a person's spirit. And therefore, since his spirit is so empowered, he breaks through. Speech comes from the spirit. Dibur breaks through from within him. Hatshuka zot, כשיש לה אמצעים במה להוציאה לפועל, כל זמן שהרוח לא נתקלקל, והתכונה הנפשית אשר באדם עומדת היא על מעמדה, תעורר את האדם לגלם במעשה את חזון רוחו. This desire, when it has the means how to actualize it, as long as the spirit has not been ruined, and the emotional quality of a person is in good stead, standing well, this will ta'orer et ha'adam, will arouse a person, legalem b'ma'aseh, to personify indeed et chazon rucho, the vision of his spirit. In other words, when a person has a tshuka to have das, speech breaks through from him, and as long as the spirit hasn't been corrupted, and man's nature is in place, this will arouse a person to personify indeed what he envisions. והדחיפה הראשונה להרחבת ההכרה הנותנת מרחב לרוח ומרהבת את הדעת עד שמתברר לאדם שנחלתו המיוחדת האמיתית היא מעמד המדע והכרת ההוויה וכל מלוא עוזה. ככל אשר תוכל הנפש שעת. אז מיכאל הלכה יצא, מאור אל אור, וזריחת צלם אלוקים אשר עליו, תוסיף קרני נהרה, בוקעים חדשים לבקרים. And this first push to expand the recognition that gives a wide space for the spirit and enhances one's das until it becomes clear to a person that his inheritance, his portion, his true portion is knowledge and recognizing existence in all of the power of its force as much as his soul can manage. And then he goes from strength to strength, from light to light, and the shine of the image of God that is upon him will add rays of light that constantly break through. So here we're talking about a person who has this tzimon for das, and he actualizes it. And that's the person realizes, oh, he appreciates a creation. So he studies it and he learns it, and he doesn't neglect that part of himself. That's a person who's yodel chashev tkufus mazalos, and he is chashev. Aval haruach ki yishka v'tshukat hamada yoter rachav hanoten besis gam lachushim ולרגשי ההוד להיות פועלים יחד עם ההכרות השכליות לעלות למרומי ההסתכלות ולמצוא חיים שלמים באוצרות ההכרה. אם כל אלה לא ייקחו את לבבו, however, if the spirit descends and the desire for knowledge, the most broad desire for knowledge that gives a basis even for the senses and splendorous feelings to act together with intellectual recognition to go to the height of what man can envision and to find complete life in the storehouses of recognition. So we're talking about a person, haruach ki yishka, and he doesn't have all these things. He loses his tshukas hamada yosarachav, his desire for knowledge. He loses his ability lalos lerome estaklus, his desire to go to the height of vision and to find true life, complete life, both zakar. And kol ela lo yikhu et levavo, if all of these don't take his heart. V'yato yodea lachshov tkufot ha-mazalot, v'ladat et mishtalayim teftiyam tchunatam ha-matzavam, v'atzura ha-olamit ha-klalit, So this is a guy, he knows Tkufas, which is, I guess, is astronomy, and Mazalos is astrology. So he knows astronomy and astrology. And Mamish, he could be in the heavens, this guy. But he doesn't. He could know the purposes of all the different stars and the planets and their natures and their situation and the general form of the world that's filled with splendor and the light of the life of the worlds. If this doesn't take his heart, this is a sign. Ki tchunat rucho, the nature of his spirit, he'amikwa sala, has become deeply misguided, unaligned. Ki nikshara nafsho b'tshukot dalot v'ra'ot. Because his soul has been connected to very poor and evil desires. B'shifat ra v'chomriyut gasa, a desire for evil and for crass materialism. Asher im yotzi rucho yosif rak la'abiv et hod hanefesh. His soul has now connected to very poor desires, evil desires, a striving for evil, striving for absolute, complete gashmius. In other words, he could be up there in the sky with the astrology and the astronomy, and he's not. Why? Because he doesn't want to go there. He just wants to be involved in the body, in the physical, in the chomrius gasa, in the crass and crude materialism. Asherim yotzi rucho, that if his spirit comes to fruition, it will only add to becloud the splendor of his soul and to darken, lakdir et ma'or ha-neshama, the light of his soul, v'yif'at tshukat ha-secha v'chamdat ha-hizdaklut, in this amazing desire of intellect and pleasure of vision, ובקשת תכונת החיים טובים ולא נעודבים באדם על ידי גרון רוח וחזון לב רם וניסה. And the desire for a good life, elevated life, that is instilled in a person, imprinted on a person, through the thoughts of his spirit and the vision of his heart, which is so elevated and lofty. In other words, in English, the Rav here, at least it seems to me, that the first three volumes of the Ein Haya, the Rav's Hebrew and concepts were much more down to earth, although always very deep, profound. And then in the fourth volume on Shabbos, the last and final volume of the Ein Haya, here he becomes a lot more poetic and abstract. So I love the first three, and I love the fourth. But I'm just noting the difference, at least that I sense. So, Umeish Kazeh Hashbato, this guy who could go so high, and instead he's going so low, now he has this darkness on his soul, his soul is beclouded, his spirit, and he just wants, he has a desire for evil and for materialism. So for Mezasur Yid, you have to be Mesrachik. Vim Kolach Hanato HaTovah, and with all of his good abilities, capacities, talents, Atzma Sakana Shel Hotzat Ruchho HaKadur, Asher Lo Ho'il Gam Kisharon Rav El Hanatko Mimasar Atshukot HaShvelot HaMardinot Oto. There is a great danger, since he is so talented, since he is so smart and so elevated and so spiritual, so he's very dangerous because he hasn't actualized his spirituality. He's still living in his world of chukos shvelos, his desire for wine, women, and song, if you will. Hamardimoto told that put him to sleep. Vasul l'saperi menu, don't speak to him. Don't speak to this guy. Stay away. Some say Asul l'saperi menu means you're not allowed to praise him. Others say you're not allowed to say Edvar Halacha Mishmo. But the point is, you have to stay away from such a person. You have to avoid him and saying things in his name, because he's really, these are dangerous people, people who are such great spiritual capacities and are living in this world of pure, unadulterated hedonism. Such people are very dangerous. So therefore, stay away. So those are two beautiful shtiklach. The Rav goes on more about Angushi, and please God, we will hopefully be zeicha to continue and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. We have obviously many, many hundreds of shiurim we'd like to give in this Sefer HaNisgav Ein Haya. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.